destruction of all documents and evidence in Rajavi's cult. Sometimes after the fall of Saddam Hussein, Iraq dictator, Mrs. Karbalayi Vajihe, my commander and one of the governing council of this cult, called me and some of the people who were in the same rank with me to go to a 7th base located in Ashraf camp. She told us, as a result of the fall of Saddam Hussein, there was a possibility that American forces would have entered to Ashraf garrison, so she ordered us to go and burn and exterminate all the books and newspapers and magazines which were being kept as archives in each library in different bases. She ordered us to go and check the broadcasting center in our base to find and destroy all the tapes and videos which contained scenes and programs which were anti-American, especially the videos which contained the 11th of September celebration in Bagherzadeh garrison. She told us that all the reason for burning all those books and archives and tapes and videos were because all of them contained anti-American slogans and interpretations, as well as revealing the connection and the relationship between Saddam Hussein's government and Masoud Rajavi, the leader of his cult. I would like to emphasize that Masoud Rajavi himself had written lots of articles about the imperialism and the ideology of this cult and how this ideology will destroy the imperialism led by USA someday in the near future. The leaders of this cult interpreted that the only way to finish destitution, poverty, and impoverishment, and etc., the only way to solve social and political retardation all over the world, first, is to get rid of imperialism led by USA. It is good to know in all the books and newspapers and in their archives, they were subverting slogans against imperialism led by USA. That day, we took all these books and newspapers and magazines and dropped them in a very big ditch and set them on fire. I subsequently found out that all the bases in Ashraf garrison did the same thing as we did. In addition to burning and destroying all the books and etc., all the people's lockers, as well as all the offices, were searched by high-ranking officers of this cult to find any documents related to USA or Saddam Hussein's government. All those documents found in the lockers and offices were set on fire as well. This miserable cult didn't have even mercy on its own ideology and beliefs. Consequently, started transferring from Saddam Hussein to something else. This time, are trying their best to disguise themselves as pro-American organization to hide and conceal their real anti-American face, which assassinated American colonels and generals between 1972 to 1977 in Iran. This cult had forwarded and progressed in cruelty and violence, which on 11th of September, the cult's operatives had a celebration and gathering in Bagherzadeh of Masoud and Maryam Rajavi, and in there, they rejoiced a lot because thousands' lives were taken by terrorist attack on Twin Towers. Then the cult leaders and operatives mentioned, quote, We had told many times that USA and imperialism are paper-made tiger, and destruction of Twin Towers is proof and substantiation of our views. End of quote from Mrs. Shdi Leila, one of the governing council of this cult. Even Masoud Rajavi, the leader of this cult, is, quote, You saw what fanatic Islam did to USA and imperialism. Now you should see what our revolutionary Islam will do to USA and imperialism. End of quote. In the bottom line, this question we asked, question, finally, what is the real ideology of this mysterious cult? Will another Al-Qaeda come out of this cult's womb? I ask you, answer this question with your own mind and heart.